Hello everyone, this is your favorite person's tea show. And today's topic is about using and stretching your resiliency muscle. Just think about the time back in the days when you were a child, and if you've had a child or if you see children in general, when kids are first starting to learn how to walk, just imagine that. And so they're getting up and they're standing up and they're able to do it, and then they take their first few steps and they fall. Most kids, when they fall, they try to get right back up again because they want to keep going. They want to walk. They have this urge to walk. That this is a goal they're trying to accomplish, right? So when I think about using and flexing your resiliency muscle, I think about that image of a child trying to learn how to take their first steps, and how each time they fall, they get up and they go a little bit further the next time, they go a little bit further the next time until they're walking. I think that's how life is supposed to be for us. And I believe that as we get older and you know that pain is real and you know that you're gonna hurt if you do something, now you're opening up your awareness. Like as a child, you didn't really care. You just wanted to reach a goal. And yeah, you hurt your arm or you fell and scraped your knee or you fell down and you might've hit your head on the floor, but you cried it off for a little bit, cried and absorbed the pain and then got back up and tried it again. Like it didn't stop you from trying to walk. But as we get older, we let that type of pain stop us. And it's very interesting. Like, you know how you have like these big dreams and you have these aspirations and you want to do things. And like these thoughts, they come into your head and you're like, oh my gosh, I really want to do this. And you start thinking about, oh, it would be great if I could do this and I would get this and this would happen. And then immediately like this doubt comes into your mind, and it could be from something in the past. It could be something that someone said to you, like your mom or your father or a sister or a brother, a friend, an acquaintance, a mentor, anybody might have said something to you that's kind of made you feel like, even if I try this, it's not gonna work. And immediately those words come to you and it really stops you from even trying to pursue whatever that dream was that you had in mind, whatever that goal was. And I'm here because I have like a lot of things that have happened to me in my past. And I have a YouTube channel that I will definitely leave in the information on my bio here, so you can click it later and just really get to discover my whole story. And plus you can listen to the podcast where I give you a shortened version of, you know, my past. But what you will learn from me is that things happen and I've learned how to be resilient. Like I have mastered using my resiliency muscle. And so what I want to do is kind of share with you how I do that. And hopefully it will help you to move forward in pursuing your goals and then pursuing your dreams and living out your passions and, you know, really truly enjoying the life that you are destined to live. So there are lots of things that happen, lots of people who say things to you, and a lot of times they do it with malice intent. You know, they really want to discourage you from doing something, probably because they have something going on in their life that kind of makes them jealous of what you might be doing, or it makes them, you know, feel like they're not accomplishing something, so they don't want you to accomplish anything either. So a lot of times people will put, you know, their insecurities onto you to help them feel better. I mean, that it is what it is. That usually is what happens. And so I know, like, back in the day, I used to be very vocal about, oh, I'm going to do this and I want to do that. And I want to, like, I would say stuff like, I want to write a book and I want to do a blog and I want to do a YouTube channel and I want to do this. And, you know, people would look at me and they'd say, oh my gosh, you're always doing something. Or even when I would start to do it and they would see that it's good and that I'm doing it, they'd say things like, oh my gosh, what's new for you? You know, just making jokes about it. And it used to be discouraging. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to do anything, because if I do something, somebody's going to feel like I'm doing too much and I need to stop. But I know deep down inside, there's a true passion inside of me. There is a true desire within my heart. And I believe that it's been given to me because I have a purpose. Like, everybody has a purpose in this world. You have a purpose in this world. You have a purpose. And we all should be living out our purpose to help our world just be better and better over time and help people feel better and do better and accomplish things. Like, we all are here to help each other. And when you have, like, this really true desire in your heart, like, think back to a time when you were a child. I've spoken about this before in other podcast episodes of mine, but, like, you know how when you're a child and you have this thing that you just do all the time, like, you wake up and you think about it, like, let's say it's a comedian, for instance. You know, you wake up every morning and you think about something funny and you perform it in class and you do all these things. And but, you know, the one time that somebody doesn't laugh at your joke and you give up. Like, you could have been the greatest comedian ever, but you gave up because somebody didn't laugh, or you gave up because somebody told you, or you're not funny. I mean, we're supposed to get feedback like that to help us grow. And so one of the things that I have done in my life to help flex that resiliency to, like, get back up and try again when somebody doesn't like something that I've done. First off, you got to know who your real support people are and who are not. So think about this. Do you have people that in your life that when you go to them and you tell them a new idea, they say, I don't know about that. Is that the answer they give you all the time? That might not be the right person to get to test your theories out on. Because that person is obviously not supportive. If there's nothing that you can bring to this person's attention and they can, you know, give you some really good supportive and constructive feedback, then that's a clear sign right there that you're not surrounding yourself with the right people. What I would do is actually find somebody who is doing exactly what it is that you're trying to do. So let's take the comedian route again. No, I don't want to be a comedian, but I'm just saying, you know, just thinking about it, just using it as an example. So you would go to other comedians, anybody else who you know who wants to be a comedian, or, you know, go to the comedy club. And when you see someone that you really relate to after the club, see if you can go and meet with them. Try to get their contact information and just strike up a conversation. Ask questions. Ask them to be your mentor. Like, you can't be afraid of a no. If they say no, move on to the next person. Keep going until you find somebody who can help you get to where you need to be. And then you go and pitch your ideas to that person. Now, this person is a specialized person. They're going to know whether or not what you have to offer is going to work or not, because they've been doing it already. Like, I think that's what happens a lot of times. We go to people who aren't even doing anything. How can you go and ask people who are not even doing much with their lives how to help you move on with your life? They're not going to be as supportive with you. You gotta go to the people who actually are doing what you see yourself wanting to do. I've learned that the hard way. Go to the people that you want to be like and use them as your sounding board and ask them the questions that you need to ask to make sure that you're heading in the right direction. And then don't be afraid to step out there. You can't get everything to perfection. Like, nobody just steps out and everything's perfect when they do it. I mean, you might look up and have some perfection here and there, but you know, you don't have to always have everything 100% in line before you step out. Like, that's what, like, think back to the example of the child walking. It's just like a child walking. You gotta take a few steps. You might fall. Get back up again. Take a few more steps. You're gonna get farther. You might fall again. Get back up again. Like, don't give up on yourself. You gotta keep going. And one other thing that I think is really, really important for flexing these muscles is asking for constant feedback. So let's stick with the comedian example. So let's say that you've talked to this mentor comedian and they've told you some of the things that you need to do to get started. You've gone out and you've done those things. Invite them, come see my show, or send them a video reel of you doing whatever it is. Like, figure out a way to get that feedback from that person who knows what they're talking about. Let them critique you. Tell them exactly what it is that you could do better. And when you do this, know that criticism actually hurts. It hurts when you put yourself out there to do something and somebody has something negative to say about it. But if you want to get better, you have to learn how to take that criticism, apply it, and make yourself better. And if you can't, if you're like me, I hate hearing, you know, bad stuff about myself just for the sake of just finding something bad. I give people a formula to work with me. I say, okay, here's how I need my feedback. First, I would like for you to tell me the things that you felt like I did well. And what did you think I could have done even better? I learned that from an old job that I used to be at. We called it even better. Like, you know, it kind of helps the message come across a little bit more positively when you're thinking about, you know, I thought your joke about the duck walking across the street was great. And when you delivered it, I thought it was really funny. But what would have made that even better is if you would have, you know, put in a little bit more action with your shoulders and your hands and, you know, really engaged in that story. And I think that would have made that joke even better and gotten even more laughs. You see how I've done that there? So, like, understanding from yourself how you like to receive feedback so that you can be receptive to it is like the main key to using your resiliency muscle and getting back up and doing things again. Like, you have to learn how to get that constructive feedback, apply it, get up and try it again, ask for the same feedback. And every time you do this, you're gonna see that each time the feedback gets better and better and better. And then when you feel like you've reached that point where you've done it, you've succeeded, and you've done it, stop asking for feedback. Because you can get yourself on a cycle where people just automatically now just want to come up and give you feedback. And you can stop at this point. All right, I'm done, you know, with the feedback. No, thank you. No more needed. I'm good. I've got my flow now. I'm in this now. I'm successful. I'm good. And people will respect that. They really will. But that's what I wanted to share today about flexing your resiliency muscles. Tell me what you think about this. Are there any other tips you think could help someone who needs to be a little bit more resilient so they can keep going with their dreams and keep doing the things that they want to do towards their passion and their purpose in life? As always, I'm open to hearing what you have to share so that I can share that with other subscribers. Thank you again for listening. Have a great one.